Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 132. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 132. I loose the world from all I thought it was. What keeps the world in chains but your beliefs? And what can save the world except yourself? Belief is powerful indeed. The thoughts you hold are mighty, and illusions are as strong in their effects as is the truth. A madman thinks the world he sees is real and does not doubt it. Nor can he be swayed by questioning his thoughts' effects. It is but when their source is raised to question that the hope of freedom comes to him at last. It is salvation easily achieved, for anyone is free to change his mind, and all his thoughts change with it. Now the source of thoughts has shifted, for to change your mind means you have changed the source of all ideas you think or ever thought or yet will think. You free the past from what you thought before. You free the future from all ancient thoughts of seeking what you do not want to find. The present now remains the only time. Here, in the present, is the world set free. For as you let the past be lifted and release the future from your ancient fears, you find escape and give it to the world. You have enslaved the world with all your fears, your doubts and miseries, your pain and tears, and all your sorrows press on it and keep the world a prisoner to your beliefs. Death strikes it everywhere because you hold the bitter thoughts of death within your mind. The world is nothing in itself. Your mind must give it meaning, and what you behold upon it are your wishes, acted out, so you can look on them and think them real. Perhaps you think you did not make the world, but came unwillingly to what was already made, hardly waiting for your thoughts to give it meaning. Yet in truth, you found exactly what you looked for when you came. I loosed the world from all I thought it was. I have been contemplating my desire to awakening. I was reading David Hodkin's book, Power Versus Force, and in the preface, he said people ask, how does one reach a state of awakening? And he says it's very simple. But people don't typically do it because it is so simple. And he writes, the first step is to have an intense desire to reach enlightenment. And I've read Michael Langford says the same thing. So I've been contemplating, do I have an intense desire to awaken? And how could I increase my desire? In today's lesson, I loose the world from all I thought it was, is a way to build an intense desire for awakening. As I let go of all I thought the world was for, my desire to awaken grows. Because in keeping my idea of what the world is for, builds desire for the world to be as it is. As I contemplate what I need loose the world from, I see the beliefs I still hold. That the world is for getting older in, for having governments, for gambling in the games of health and wealth, for keeping my life in it safe, for being comfortable in a lifestyle. I thought it was for a lifestyle. These are the things that I thought the world was for. That longevity is something this world is for. The more I can loose the world from all I think it is for, the more the desire for awakening grows. And the more my desire for awakening grows, the more I want to loose what I think this world is for. This world is for learning, remembering the truth of who I am, for practicing love, for returning to seeing only the Christ in everything, that is what the world is for, and it doesn't matter where I live, or what money or job I have, or how healthy I am, none of that matters, if I am here only to learn the truth of who I am, and that I am only love. Then I give and receive love, no matter what the outer circumstances look like. That is what the world is for. That is how I can live an intense desire for awakening. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me to loose the world from all I think it is. Guide me through the day I give my willingness to hear your guidance and to feel your love and to extend our love out, because that is what I want to be, my belief for what the world is for. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we remember that our purpose is to free the world from all the idle thoughts we ever held about it. We let go the belief that these idle thoughts are the truth. We rest, alert, but with no strain, and let our minds quiet and be changed so that the world is freed along with us. Thank you for joining with me in returning our thoughts to the truth, in building our desire to awaken. Namaste.